Hello, welcome to Learn English Myself. My name is Ken, and today's talk is about 7 principles to learn English quickly and effectively. Again, my name is Ken, and I'm an author of the book Tự luyện ngữ điệu tiếng Anh, and I know that a lot of people now want to learn English well, and they are focusing on learning every day. But some people feel very hard to learn, so today I'm going to talk about 7 principles, important 7 principles before learning English. So first, before we learn English, we need to know that English is a language. English is a language. It's not something like you need to learn to do exercise or you need to learn to earn money. It's a language and for communication. So first of all, if you want to learn English well, you need to have a positive mindset. What does it mean, positive mindset? You know, before learning English, right now in Vietnam, we have 10 years learning. Actually, that we have been learning English for 10 years. But we cannot speak and we cannot listen like we want. So that when you cannot listen and you cannot speak after 10 years learning, you always feel like English is very, very hard and is boring. But you know, if you still keep that in mind, what I mean is, if when you're learning something, when you're doing something and you say that and you think that is not fun or it's difficult, so in the way you're doing, you cannot focus and you don't want to do it, right? So right now, what I want you to do is always think that English is very easy and it's not difficult. But actually, it's not easy to think about that, right? So right now, I'm going to give you a suggestion that you can do it. If you want to learn English fun, you should, sometimes you should watch the movie or listen to music or do something you feel very fun, like go out or to the park and talk to some native speakers. Because if you just only staying at home and try to learn English by opening a book and then doing exercise or recording yourself by speaking in front of the mirror or doing something just by yourself, I think it's a little bit boring and you always feel very hard if you just do it by yourself. So if you want to learn it English well, I think that you should try something new, like go to English club to meet some friend over there, or go to the park and meet some native speakers over there and talk to them, right? Or you can watch a movie or listen to music. You can do anything. But the most important thing is you need to make English fun for you. And you always have to think that English now is learning very fun and it's not difficult. So that's the first. The second thing that I think is very, very important to is make the time. That right now a lot of people, when I ask them why you don't learn English very well, they say that because I'm busy, because I don't have time. So maybe you don't have time, but actually if you want to learn something good, or if you want to learn something you want to play guitar, you want to swim, or you want to play football well, so you need to spend your time. I think that you need to spend a lot of time for it if you want to be good at something. So here, if you want to learn English well and you are busy and you don't have time, so how can you learn it because you don't spend time for it, right? So but I'm gonna give you some tips that you can use to use your time, because I think that it's not you don't have time, but it's about you make poor use of it. What do I mean? I mean that you have time, but actually you don't know how to use it. So right now I'm gonna give you a time to learn English, right? So you need to come back home and then sit in front of the computer to learn it. You can use your dead time. What do you mean dead time? That you can use your time when you do exercise or at work, when you feel a little bit boring with your work, so you can, you know, just like try to listen to some English, or when you go to when you are in the bus and you are you know, go to travel, like go from Ho Chi Minh City to Dallas City, so you can listen to music, listen to English when you are you know, in the bus. So what do I mean is that you can use your time to listen to English, and you can use you know, your dead time to to learn more about that. So it's very effective. But if you want to listen to English, you need to I think that you should copy some videos or some, you know, film to your you know, to your cell phone, because I think you always take your cell phone beside you, right? Okay, so that's the second tip. The next one is about consistency, you know, learning consistency. It's about you know, learn a bit every single day, twice a day. But you need to learn it you know, consistently, because right now a lot of people, you know, that really, really want to learn English, and they just spend just only 3 or 4 months for learning English. But I think it's not effective, because if you just only spend 3 or 4 months and then you stop, you're gonna forget everything you learn about. Because before you're learning English, you just stop it and then you start it again and again. You know that the time, you know, the time you're learning, and then you're forgetting everything that you learned before. So right now, if you want to learn well, I know that you need to keep your you know, learning English every day, every day, every single day. So maybe you just spend only 30 minutes or just you know, 45 minutes a day, but actually you need to do it for 2 years, 3 years, and you cannot stop it. It's very important. And fourth is about variation. You know that you have to vary your work to learn English, because if you just do only one thing, you're gonna feel bored. Because I know that a lot of people right now, just like when you want to learn English, you're gonna come to your friend and ask your friend that, like, what is the way you learn English, and your friend gonna give you one way, like I'm listening to music, or I'm watching movies, so I'm good at English. So you listen from him or her, and then you come back home and then you watch a movie for 1 or 2 months, and then you feel bored. Because if you do something regularly, you're gonna feel like bored. It's not about English, but it's about everything in your day. You know that, like, for example, that if you eat a meal for, you know, 10 days again and again, you always feel bored too. You want to give up too. So in English, if you just only focus on, you know, one method, or you just only focus on one thing to do every day, so I know that you're gonna feel bored someday and you're gonna give up. So you need to, you know, vary your word. Like, you need to, when you read, you feel bored, you're gonna change to listen. And when you listen and you feel bored, you can you read out loud, or you need to, you can speak to yourself, or you can go to you know, Facebook and try to find some your foreign friend and talk to them over there. So change your work. Like, after reading you can listen, after listen you can speak, after speak you can write, or you can do something, but you know, vary your work, because it's very, very important. And fifth is learn, don't study. Learn, don't study. What does it mean? Learn, don't study. You know, study means that you just try to remember the grammar. Like, in English, we have, you know, 10 or 11 tenses, or you learn the, you know, relative clause, and you try to remember, and you try to, you know, study a lot of knowledge. But actually, you're gonna forget later, because you don't practice, because you don't use it in your day. So right now, you need to practice. You shouldn't learn a lot. You shouldn't study a lot about, you know, the way to use grammar, but you need to use it, you need to talk it, you need to speak, you need to listen from it, right? Okay, and six is motivation. It's very important. What's your purpose to learn English? What's your motivation when you learn English? Like, you know, having a ferry and no fuel is like having no ferry at all. Because if you have a very luxury car, but actually you have no fuel, so how can you run it, right? So right now, if you learn English and you have a very good method, but actually you don't have any purpose or motivation to learn, so you cannot learn, right? Because, for example, I'm going to give you an example. Why are you learning English? Because you want to earn money. You want to get a good job, right? Okay. So when do you want to get a good job? When? So you don't have any time. Like, you don't have exactly time for the next 3 months or next year. But you just said, I just want to do it. I just want to learn English. So you don't have time. So you don't have motivation exactly, right? But motivation is very, very important, because most people give up after a little time because they don't know how to motivate themselves. So right now, I can give you a suggestion. Like, you know, think about what you can do after some months of effective studying. Like, for example, that if you want to, if you really love to watch movies, so you can watch English movies without subtitles, or if you love reading, so you can find some books and read in English, right? Or if you want to make friends, so find some friends all over the world and talk to them, right? And the last one is about taking action. What do you mean is practice and practice? Because right now you have 10 years learning, but actually it's just only learned by theory. Like, you learn about grammar, you learn about vocabulary, but you don't use it, you don't practice it. So if you do it, you cannot improve yourself, because for learning English, it's about skill. Skills is about, you know, practice every day, right? So today, my podcast is about 7 principles, very important for you to learn. So I'm going to stop here, and I hope you like my podcast, and I think I'm going to give you, a lot of knowledge about learning language next. So goodbye. See you later.